from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, here's more Time Out with Eric Slaughter.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 404-726-0929. You got about 38 minutes still to get into this conversation. The Atlanta Hawks, they came, they saw, they selected Zachary Richesset with the first pick overall in the 2024 NBA draft. He is headed to the A to try to turn the Atlanta Hawks into an eventual NBA champion. Can it be done? What kind of team will he be on the floor with? How many guys on the current roster will still be here in late September? A lot of our callers have said, keep everybody. Let these guys work together, gel, and become something special. Can it be done? Do you think it can be done? Do you think or like what this pick is? 404-726-0929. Going right back out to these phone lines. Line them up. Kareem in ATL, Zachary Richesset was the pick. Did you like it? What do you think? What are you feeling?
Hey, I'm a first-time caller. Love your show, by the way. Had to mention that. But I've been listening to, you know, the phone lines, man. I hear a lot of people bashing, you know, the pick. You know, I like the pick. The kid's 19. You know, he's 19 years old. I think he's definitely going to grow into himself. To grow into the, you know, position, you know, good wingman. He can shoot already. So let's let him grow into himself. As far as our two guards, what we need to do, hey, we got to get rid of one. You know, I mean, hey, we can't, if anybody knows us from Dominique Wilkins days, you know, we always give up something. And we have to give up something to gain something. So with that being said, let the kid grow, you know, build around Trey like he wants to. Jalen's a monster. And, you know, those other pieces are going to have to come. You know, I mean, I think our GM is trying to do what he can. But this is season for him to begin to, you know, to change. You know, that's the biggest thing right now. You know, we want change in Atlanta. I'm born and raised in Atlanta. And I love to see the change, man. You know, and everybody stop bashing this kid. Everybody stop bashing the Hawks. Well, I mean, we're changing. You know, I think we're going to have the championships here in Georgia, you know, pretty soon with the Braves and the Hawks and the Falcons.
We like so, it. Hey. We like it. I like that positivity. We've had a lot of positivity so far tonight. We've had a couple people saying, oh, I don't like to pick, but this is the deal. None of us know what this is going to be in 3 years. This, all these guys, all 30, and the first round has just gone complete. All 30 of these young men who are now NBA players are all potential. What can they become? How hard will they work? Will they keep the grind on? Will they get complacent? Will they be coachable? That's what we're waiting to see, and I appreciate that call for the first-time callers. Had a lot of people say it's their first time calling in. Don't let it be your last. 404-726-0929. We will sit back and wait. What? This in 3 years, okay, you can go out to every analyst site and they'll say, oh, let's redo the 2024 NBA draft. In that 3 years, will Zachary Richey be considered, oh, he was a great first pick, we would pick him number one overall again? We don't know. We will find out. What we have to do as Atlanta Hawks fans, Atlanta Hawks Nation, we got to hope that he develops and becomes even more than what we expected. We need to hope that he becomes a perennial, not all-star, all-pro player. All-pro player is what we want. All-star ain't nothing. We need NBA all-pro. NBA, all-NBA first team, all-NBA second team. That's what we want this guy to become. 404-726-0929. If this was an exact science, okay, if this was an exact science, Steve, before you get back, you got a call coming in. Tell me this. What's his name? Was Giannis Antetokounmpo the number one pick overall when he came out in the draft? No, he wasn't. Was the Joker even a first-round pick? No, he wasn't. Okay, we don't know what's going to be these guys in 2, 3, 4 years. What we do know is this. He's 6'9". He's got a high basketball IQ. He comes from a basketball family that does not just guys that played. His father was a good player for the French national team, an all-star in the French basketball league. His sister's a baller. He's got the genetics. Hopefully he has the work ethic. Hopefully his body fills out. Hopefully he stays healthy. And Quinn Snyder gets everything out of his potential. That's what we're looking forward to. That's what we have to wait and see. 404-726-0929. Wyatt in the deck. You've been holding patiently. We appreciate it. Tell me what you think about Zachary Richey and what the Hawks have done.
All right, man. I love the show. I love what you guys are talking about.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I'm from Decatur. I'm born and raised in Atlanta. And, you know, the pick is done. I don't underestimate nobody. I wish the guy well, but I really think, you know, really the reason the other guy didn't want to come here, I really think it has something to do with management and ownership and the fact that, you know, inside scoop, maybe that Trey's not going to stay. And he probably got word that, you know, the Lakers been trying to get Trey for the longest. And I actually like the pick that the Lakers got. I wish we could have got that pick, you know. So I really think it's all about the management, you know, ownership, and just the fact that it's really not sure that Trey is going to be on our floor coming up this season. So I wish the guy well. I don't doubt anybody. I don't underestimate anybody. I'm a ball player myself, and that's all I got to say about it.
Well, first off, I appreciate your call. And the young man that the Lakers picked up was Dalton Neck out of Tennessee. He's a scorer. He's a straight scorer. That's what he is. And, you know, some people say his game is limited because he doesn't play much defense. Well, we'll see. All 30 of these picks that have been selected tonight, congratulations to all of them. We will all wait and see what they become. I'll tell you this. One of the best picks in the first round was the young man that went 30 of the last pick in the first round to the Boston Celtics. The rich get richer. I watched a lot of Creighton basketball this year, and Baylor Scheman is a baller. 6'6", left-handed, can shoot, can pass, and can defend. But he ain't he's not the quickest guy. He's kind of, you know, slow on his feet. You know, he's a average defensive player, but he's got a high basketball IQ. Sees the floor, gets the ball out of his hands, can a spot up shooter, deadly shooter, and a able and willing passer. And he was the 30th pick overall in the first round, went to the Celtics. They got a steal. If you haven't seen this tape, go watch this tape. He was all Creighton had last year, and teams still couldn't stop him. Could not stop him. But that's the thing. All these guys who either they played overseas for their national team or played college ball here in the United States of America 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, how many years they played, now they're in the NBA. What will their career become? How hard will they work? Will they keep on the grind? Will they put in the long hours? Will they study film? Will they not get complacent? Will they take coaching? Will they take hard coaching? Will they take other players coming to get their job? Okay? Because all these rookies, guess what? They're coming in to take somebody's job. They're in a man's league now. They're in a man's league now. What will they become in 3-4 years? What will Zachary Richichet be in 3 or 4 years? That's what will determine whether or not the Hawks made the right decision. 404-726-0929. Zay in the ATL, give me your perspective. Are you like the pick? Did you not like the pick? Are you thinking the Hawks are heading in the right direction?
First of all, this is my first call, man. I really, really love the show. Man, thank y'all for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Zay. Welcome to the show anytime.
Man, I like the pick, man. I really do. I think that the kid's got great potential, got a high ceiling, great basketball IQ. You know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of people are, you know, stickler about we didn't pick up a big. But if you look at it, man, you got a couple of bigs that are out there on the free agency. Nobody's really talking about Isaiah Hartson, you know what I'm saying? And I think that we could pick him up, you know what I'm saying, and fill that void of that big man, you know what I'm saying, make a few trades, get another big, probably like Nick Richardson from the Hornets, probably pick up, you know what I'm saying, or trade. You know, one of the swing men is going to have to go because of the salary, you know what I mean? So I would think that if we had that shooter coming in, that's the rookie, we probably can get rid of Bogdan. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, look, we know the Hawks are going to do some wheeling and dealing. This roster is not complete. It will be changed. There will be additions, and there will probably be subtractions. What we have on the roster right now on June the 26th is not what's going to be on the roster come September when they open training camp. We got to sit back and wait and see. Let Landry Fields and his staff go to work, okay? They did this part. This was the draft.
Right.
Free agency is coming and trades are coming. We will see what they do. But the question is this right now, do we think Zachary Richichet is a step in the right direction? And so far, it sounds like you think that it is.
And I do. I do believe he's a great step in the right direction, man. He's got a good nucleus around him. I don't think we really need to get rid of DeJounte, you know what I'm saying, because we need to give him some time to create that chemistry with Trey, you know what I'm saying. I know everybody's dumping on him about this season, man, but once everybody gets acclimated to the system, get acclimated to each other, that chemistry is built, you know what I mean. Even if DeJounte is willing to actually come off the bench, he could be one of the best six men coming off the bench in the NBA right now. You know what I'm saying? Because he can't work with Trey like that on the floor together. But if he can come off that bench and be that sixth man and that scorer, you know what I'm saying, and be that second ball handler coming off the bench, man, I think that with that rookie coming in, man, they are going to make leaps and bounds over what it is that they probably could have that people are actually speculating that they could be.
Well, I appreciate that call. I don't know about that one. That would be a hard sell to tell DeJounte, man, I'm going to put you as the sixth man. We'll see. We don't know. Look, this is the deal. This is the deal. This is the deal. This is the deal. Quinn Snyder, Landry Fields, Kyle Korver, All the new scouting staff and all that stuff, they got a lot of decisions to make still, okay? This team is not the finished product. What the roster is not the finished product. We know that. What they've been doing over the past 3 years is not what they want. They don't want to be a play-in team, okay? They saw the Orlando Magic go from the first pick overall 2 years ago to winning the Southeast Division in 2024. That's what the Hawks want to be. They want to be division winners. They want to be in the top three or four in the Eastern Conference. They want to have home court advantage in round one. They want to have home court advantage in round two. They saw the Knicks, a team that we put out a couple years ago, jump all the way to the number two seed in the Eastern Conference. Guess what? They're saying, why not us? It can be us. It's going to take some tweaking. It's going to take some effort. It's going to take some balls bouncing our way. And this first pick overall, the draft lottery bouncing our way could be the first start of it. All right, we got to take one more last quick break, and then we'll get more calls out there. So First Blood and Wallace and anybody else out there, hold on. We are coming to you. It's Time Out with Eric Slaughter, the Draft Reaction Show, your Draft Reaction Show, 404-726-0929. We're going to keep this thing going to midnight. You keep them coming, we'll keep them going. All day, every night on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.